at Science on Tap, we're going to talk about youth sports injuries, and specifically we're going to talk about our research related to sports specialization among adolescent athletes. You know, you hear this a lot today about sports specialization and how it is potentially harmful to young athletes. And so we have some research that we're going to share with the community on that particular topic, and also how it's related to injury risk and what parents actually know about it and what we can actually do about it, most importantly.
Give us a little bit of your background.
So my background, I am an athletic trainer by trade. So I provided medical care to athletic teams for several years. And now I teach in the athletic training program at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And so I teach other people how to be athletic trainers. And my laboratory is called the Wisconsin Injury and Sport Laboratory. And we're focused on really injury prevention of injuries, you know, sports-related injuries in young athletes, but we're also interested in, after people have surgery, kind of improving return to play and return to sports criteria after people have surgeries, for example, to the anterior cruciate ligament.
Are you seeing a trend toward more specialization among high school athletes?
Yeah, and this is something that we're definitely going to talk about a lot on Wednesday up in Minocqua. There are some very alarming trends that are occurring. It used to be that maybe kids wouldn't really have to make this decision to specialize until later in adolescence, for example, you know, maybe until their senior year in high school. But what we're seeing now is that, for example, kids are being basically forced to specialize in order to stay on different athletic teams or in order to make their high school team, for example, and these ages become, you know, much younger. So we're hearing people of kids that are, you know, 8, 9, and 10 year olds that are being basically forced to choose one sport over others.
And I guess that the details of that will be at Science on Tap. I guess if you could look at into a crystal ball, what would be the best way to for parents to approach a youth who is interested in sports in terms of keeping themselves healthy?
So the research shows that the number one reason why kids play sports is because it's fun. And the number one reason why kids drop out of sports is because it's not fun anymore. And so, you know, rather than, you know, coaching your kid up after a game, if you could just, you know, give them a hug and tell them what a great job they did and kind of focus on the kind of the coaching up later, that's really what kids want. They, you know, they want to have fun. You know, and the two biggest problems with youth sports today are probably specialization of youth sports and really professionalization of youth sports. And so we've got some recommendations on basically how to, and that we'll talk about at Science Friday, about how to actually classify kids as specialized or not, because it's really this continuum. And it's basically just kind of three questions, right? So the definition of sports specialization is year-round intensive training in a single sport, like at the exclusion of other sports, right? But people have developed these scales to basically look at sports specialization based on three questions. So do you train or participate in your primary sport more than 8 months or a year per year? Can you identify a primary sport? And have you quit other sports to focus on your main sport? And so if you answer yes to all three of those questions, then you're kind of classified as this kind of highly specialized athlete. And so what we're also going to do is talk about some other recommendations for parents, because parents are really key to the youth sport experience, right? They're a key stakeholder. And so we're going to give parents some ideas about how they can do that. So, for example, making sure that the kids have months off during the school year, that they're not, you know, playing the same sport 12 months out of the year, that they have, you know, they may play a sport, for example, 3 months and then take a month off, play a sport for 3 months and then take another month off. And then also another recommendation that we're going to talk about is the one related to hours per week and it being related to your age, right? So if you have a 13-year-old child, they should be playing about 13 hours of organized sport per week. If they begin to exceed their age, our research has shown that they begin to increase the risk of sustaining an overuse injury. And so we're going to talk about some of these other recommendations to parents.